Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us and talk to us about the dangers of I know this is something that you've been just praying and thinking about and it's been on your heart.
Well, it's something that, I mean, you hear us say us often. And, you know, in a previous segment, Greg was talking about the fact that that's such that important question of who is Jesus to you? Who do you say he is? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, especially in the West, you know, we have that conversation that the name of Jesus Christ is very well known. A lot of people know who Jesus is. They talk about him and it's just like, I know who Jesus is. And, you know, I just spent a time abiding and something just jumped out at me and I just saw how... It's amazing, like what you're saying, John. It's just like how there's simple interactions that bring so many things to light. And there were two people that Jesus encountered, and they were sisters. One of them was Martha, and one of them was Mary. And these two sisters had a brother. His name was Lazarus. And Lazarus ended up getting sick. And through the course of events, he ended up dying. And Jesus hears about it, and he's actually, you know, a couple towns away, and he hears about it, and Jesus didn't immediately respond. And after a couple days, he's like, all right, well, let's go. And he goes, and he starts walking, and as he's walking in response to where Lazarus was laid to rest at that moment, he encounters one of the sisters. And Jesus had already been in this city at a time. He had already talked to some people. He had already spoken with both Martha and Mary. And as a matter of fact, the Bible shares that there was, he was very close to Lazarus. He was a very good friend of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when Martha sees Jesus, I'm like I said, this so jumps at me because Martha responds to Jesus as Lord. That was the first name that she calls him. She says, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. And Jesus responds and he says, your brother will rise again. And she says, I know. He will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And what is so powerful, like I look at that, and Jesus responds again. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she says, I believe you're the Messiah, the Son of God. And it's just like, there's that difference of like, you know, I know who you are. Mm-hmm. I know who people say that you are. I know who the prophets say that you are. Yes, I know. And it's that significant difference of not just simply knowing him. But what is so quick is that after this encounter, the Bible talks about that Martha was outside, right? Well, Mary's inside. And after this exchange between Jesus and Martha, Martha calls Mary and basically says, hey, Jesus is here. She calls him the teacher. But what was powerful about this is that when Mary heard this, the people that were around Mary were so aware of her response to Jesus that how quickly she got up and responded to Jesus. She quickly went up to him. And when she arrived to Jesus, Jesus was still standing where he was before when Jesus was talking to Martha. And they got up and followed her. Because they saw, I mean, you think about her brother just died. She's weeping, she's mourning, she's grieving. And she gets up with this immediate urgency. And they're like, well, what's going on? And her reaction to Jesus was so much different. When Mary responded to him, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet. She didn't say anything right away.
Right.
She fell at his feet. And she said, while weeping, she said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And it says that Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and troubled, and he asks, where have you laid him? And he says, come and see. And Jesus is weeping. But the powerful thing is, though, is the fact that they both said the same thing. Martha said, yeah, I know that you are the life. You are the truth. You are the resurrection. But the thing is, though, is that Mary did it with her life. Martha said it with the word. She says, yeah, I know who you are. But Mary knew who she was, knew who Jesus was. And that is just so really just jumping at me and realizing the fact that we can say the things that, yeah, we say that we know who Jesus is. Yeah, I know who Jesus is. But the thing is, though, when you approach Jesus, do you approach him falling at his feet in that awesomeness of just like, who is Jesus? And recently we had a discussion, John, and what jumped out at me was just like, it was Leonard Ravenhill that says, we need a new revelation of the majesty of God, that understanding of truly who is Jesus. Because it's just like, Lord, I don't want to just tell you that you're Lord. I want people to see how I respond to Jesus, how I run to Jesus, how I search out Jesus, that it would cause them to follow me going after Jesus. And it's just like, how we live our life shouts so much louder than the words that we say.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about encountering the Lord. It's about having a personal revelation, you know, about who he is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people try to project things on the Lord. They try to take his narrative. They look at him as a historical figure, but they don't understand. They don't have a revelation. You know, I think about the two men that walked on the road of Emmaus. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were stunned. They saw what had happened in, you know, in the city. Mm-hmm. And the stranger walks up to them and says, hey, guys, what's this? It's like, dude, are you from here? Do you know what just happened? I mean, Jesus of Nazareth just crucified. I mean, dead bodies started walking out the ground. I mean, thunder. This is serious. And as they were talking with him, he got to a certain destination, made it seem like he had to keep going. And they invited him to stay. And Jesus, he was veiled. They didn't recognize Jesus. And as soon as Jesus broke the bread, their eyes were illuminated. And they were to see Jesus for who he was. And then he was gone. Mm-hmm. But what they said was, didn't our hearts burn when he was there with us? Didn't our hearts burn? And that's the whole thing. When we have a revelation of God, nothing can change that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, that points to what Miriam Ibrahim knows. That points to what Pastor Saeed Abedini knew in Iran. That's the two girls that were locked up in Evin prison in Iran. That, you know, Brother Yun, who was persecuted in China, and those that were killed, you know, in Korea, and even goes back to the early church where the Christians were being eaten, you know, by lions in the Colosseum, where Nero was crucifying, putting Christians on a cross in his garden, dipping them in wax and lighting them on fire because he wanted to see his gardens at night, and he was illuminating them with the flesh of Christians, burnt flesh. But what would cause people not to deny Jesus is that revelation that you're talking about, knowing him experientially. See, a lot of people know of Jesus, they know about Jesus, and they're familiar with Bible stories and parables. But knowing of and about and some information is quite different than having revelation. And revelation means that our eyes are open, our hearts are open, and we have encountered him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the huge thing, is that we have to be able to recognize, how do we personally know him? Because it's a dangerous moment when we say, yeah, I know who Jesus is.
Yeah, the question is, what do you know? You know, and who do you know? And have you encountered him today? We want to give you that opportunity just like we have. Listen, if you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, he loves you, has a plan for your life, and you can meet him at meetmyfather.org. We've written some of our stories about how we've encountered him, and you can see those testimonies, and you can do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.